Hello, and welcome to the first interview in our series previewing the 2011 Ohio Land Title Association Spring Seminar. I'm OLTA Executive Director Mark Bennett, and joining me today are OLTA's Education Committee Chair Russell Cutell, along with Robert Reich, who will be presenting Effective Marketing Concepts and Techniques, Managing the Title Agency's Marketing Initiatives to Win and Share and Grow Revenue, which will be presented on Saturday morning of the seminar. And with that, I'll turn things over to Russell.
Thank you, Mark. And Robert, thank you for your willingness to travel from sunny Florida to Ohio for the Ohio Land Title Association Spring Seminar and to speak on marketing within the title industry. I'd like to, I guess, just really first start off and ask you my first question, which is, what trends do you see appearing for the next 1 to 2 years in marketing within the title industry?
Well, thank you for having me this morning, Mark and Russell. And, I will say traveling to Ohio in the spring seminar is better than some of the meetings I did this past January. So thanks for having the spring seminar. The trends in the industry that I see from a marketing perspective is, really generally two. You're seeing a shift now away from the refi business and now towards the purchase business that is looming on the horizon as the industry starts to recover, as the real estate market tries to recover. And obviously in some areas it recovers faster than others. Where I'm from in Florida, particularly hard to hit it without REO and short sales, there probably wouldn't be hardly any business at all. But the purchase business is on the horizon, and in some areas that horizon is coming very quickly. And, it's interesting. I read a transcript of a speech given by the president of one of the largest underwriters, and his statement was in his speech that the refi business is not something that's going to carry the industry for very long. If you want to build a business, you got to do it based on purchase business. And what goes hand in hand with that is the ability to offer value-added services to customers to get them to start to use your agency. And that's difficult in the regulatory environment. What you can and can't do is a definitive line, and you want to take advantage of that.
Well, I hear what you're saying, that we have been facing a lot of regulatory changes. And we've also recently seen interest rates both rising and falling. And now we're hearing about federal legislation that may have an adverse impact on the amount of loans that will be made to borrowers. With these types of economic factors that the title industry is now facing, what can you suggest that title agents do to try to increase their market share?
Well, that's exactly right. What you're saying is that rates are low, and they've been low, and they continue as of the beginning of 2011 to remain low. But we know one thing for sure, that higher interest rates and inflation, therefore inflation, is on the horizon. Now, we just don't know when. Is it the end of this year or 3 or 4 years from now or somewhere in between? So purchase business, as the market recovers, as I said a minute ago, is going to be key. And for an agent to really capture purchase business, one of the key factors that they have to pay attention to is, who are their customers? What is business like for the real estate agent in 2011? What are their challenges? What do they do well? What do they not do well? And where do they need help? And then where can a title agent then apply themselves to help their customers to be more successful? So the value add is critical in 2011 and going forward. If you're just dropping off the donuts and saying, send us business because we have great customer service, it's not going to work.
Now, obviously, with the whole economic downturn that the industry has faced over the last several years, many title agents have decreased their staff. Do you think that it's a good time now for title agents to focus on hiring marketing representatives? And if so, what type of roles do you see those representatives playing in the current market, and how do you recommend that they be trained?
Okay, so I want to give you a fast answer on all of that. You've asked me several questions, and I'm going to give you an overall answer, and your questions are perfect. You know, I'm a sales and marketing guy. I've got over 25 years of experience as either a sales rep or a sales and marketing executive and a business owner. So I'm going to say to everybody, you got to have a sales rep. If you look at the most successful companies on this planet, they have sales teams, some of them by the thousands. And for any company not to have at least a part-time person doing 20, 25 hours a week of marketing just doesn't make sense to me. Now, in these trying economic times, as you put it, commission is probably what you're going to have to pay a lot of. Or the bulk of their compensation will come through commission. Most agents are not going to be able to afford much in the way of salary or a draw, especially the smaller ones. So the right balance between in their pay structure is important. And then managing that rep going forward is also going to be critical. You got to help them to be successful. You got to make sure that they're engaged and rewarded. So you've got to manage them. You just can't give them a couple of days worth of training and then boot them out your front door and say, go make it happen, because that's going to fail. So the right rep managed who pays attention to both customer service and new business is going to be only a benefit to the title agent.
Great. Robert, Russell, thank you both for joining us. And again, a reminder, the spring seminar will be May 6th through the 7th at the Columbus Marriott Northwest in Dublin. And to register, you can visit olta.org or call the office at 888-292-6582.